Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you enjoyed the weekend and are ready to return with me again to the Word of God, the Bible, at Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. When we left off on Friday, we were following the dialogue between the serpent and the first woman. Thus far, we have focused on what the serpent says. This is Satan's temptation to the woman. Satan uses the serpent to trap Eve. Twice in these five verses, the voice of the evil one speaks, and once Eve speaks, answering the original question, a question that oozes with the temptation to disobey God. So let me read Genesis 3, 1 through 5, and revisit this at the beginning of this new week that God has given to us. Pick up your Bible and read along with me if you're not driving. Genesis 3, beginning at verse 1, says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'You surely will not die. For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Thus far, we have noted how the serpent captured the woman's attention. As it speaks, the serpent piques Eve's curiosity. And with the question, "Has God said?" Satan raises suspicion of God. He introduced a threefold doubt to the mind of the woman. As we said last week, he causes the woman to doubt the goodness of God, the righteousness of God, and the holiness of God. Verse 1 really calls into question God's word. Has God said? The question is designed to draw Eve away from the truth of what God actually said. Have you ever noticed that this is the first question ever asked? God has not asked any questions. Adam has not asked questions. He did not even ask Eve to marry him in Genesis 2. And Eve herself has never asked any questions. But here comes the serpent with a question mark on the tip of his tongue. Asking questions is an intelligent way to prompt doubt. And with his question, the devil does away with the truth of God's word to Adam, and through Adam, to Eve. Today we come to Eve's response in Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. And the very first thing I want you to notice is that Eve misquotes God to the serpent. It is really Satan that asks, "Has God said?" And the woman answers, verse 2, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat." Well, that sounds right. It seems right. But Eve has left out two very important words. The words in English she left off are "any" and "freely." Listen as I read God's command found back in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16. I am reading what God commanded in Genesis 2, 16. "The Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'From any tree of the garden you may eat freely.'" That is precisely what God said, but Eve failed to stress what God stressed when she quoted God back to the serpent, suggesting that the woman had already begun to doubt God. She failed to emphasize God's abundant provision to she and her husband. Of any tree of the garden, they were to eat freely. The Lord God was never stingy. He was generous. Why didn't Eve emphasize this to the serpent? Why didn't she defend God's goodness to her and to Adam? Well, she is slipping right into Satan's grasp. It is as if, with Satan's question, Eve is reasoning, "That's a good question, serpent." And then Eve continues speaking in verse 3, "But from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" Once again, this sounds right. Eve seems accurate, but she has misquoted God again. Friends, verse 3 is very significant, and what I want to do is break down Eve's errors into three parts and label these as follows so you will more easily remember them. First, Eve makes God sound too severe. God is made out to be more severe than he is. Second, Eve makes God sound not severe enough. God is made out to be less severe than he is. And third, Eve makes God sound less specific than God was. Let's take these one by one and start with this. Eve makes God sound too severe. She does this by saying that, quote, "God has said, 'You shall not touch it.'" God never said, "Do not touch it." Listen again to what God actually said. "From the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." There is nothing in the command about not touching it. Now, I grant you that A, it would be very difficult indeed to eat that which you do not touch. And B, Eve may have in mind an extra layer of protection that Adam gave to her. Eve, Adam may have said when he passed along the command of God to his wife, "Whatever you do, do not even touch that tree. Do not go near it, my dear. Do not eat of it. Do not ever even touch it." The Bible does not quote Adam as saying this. It's pure conjecture on my part. But still, to insert a prohibition, a do not, where God had not, was to misquote God. And that is a very dangerous thing to do, as we are learning. Eve makes God sound too severe. God is made out to be more severe than God actually is. Second, Eve makes God sound not severe enough. Now, to see this, we are going to have to get into the Hebrew language a little bit. But first, let me point out this in the English text. Eve continues, "God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" It is the last part of verse 3 that interests us. Eve quotes God as saying, "Or you will die." It was absolutely true that God flat out told Adam and through Adam Eve that if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would die. But God said, "You will surely die." God was severe. God was strong. God was definitive. But notice Eve leaves off the word surely. That's in English. In Hebrew, Eve not taking God seriously enough is even more obvious. In Hebrew, the original language of Genesis, this actually reads more like, "lest perhaps you will die." The Hebrew word pain means lest, might, perhaps. Well, there is a big difference between God saying, "You will surely die," and Eve saying, "Perhaps you will die." Eve is taking away the severity of what God actually said. She is making God's word less severe than it was. Let me quote John Calvin. "For although the Hebrews pain does not always imply doubt, yet since it is generally taken in this sense, I will willingly embrace the opinion that the woman was beginning to waver. Certainly, she had not death so immediately before her eyes, should she become disobedient to God, as she ought to have had. She clearly proves that her perception of the true danger of death was distant and cold. Well, that was theologian John Calvin on what Eve said in this verse by misquoting the living God. Eve does not mention death, but makes it seem like her fear is of the actual fruit of the tree, not of the consequence of disobeying God. That's what Merrill Unger determined. And as another commentator says, once Eve questioned what God said, she really questioned God's authority in saying it. Let me repeat that. Once Eve questioned what God said, she really questioned God's authority in saying it. The woman is on a scary, steep, downward path right into the heart of sin. So far, we have seen that Eve makes God sound too severe, more severe than he is. Second, Eve makes God sound not severe enough, less severe than he is. And now third, Eve makes God sound less specific than God is. Perhaps you noticed in the reading that Eve failed to mention the name of the tree in the middle of the Garden in Eden. In Genesis 3, verse 3, Eve tells the serpent, "From the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden." But why doesn't she call this tree by its name? God named the tree in Genesis 2:17, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eve must have known this was its name, but she left it out when quoting God to the devil. Well, what are the implications of this? The implications of what Eve did not say? We find out tomorrow when you join me for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.